of what used to be. You know, we haven't done in a long time. We haven't savored the fruits of ugly women. Yeah, buddy. I remember one time it was Saturday morning, and I woke up. Daddy was sitting on the end of my bed, just smiling at me. He said, "Boy, been a long time since we got us an ugly woman." I said, "I know it, Daddy. I know it." He said, "Well, I was thinking about the ugliest woman in the whole wide, the ugliest, nastiest, most disgusting woman in the kitchen." I said, "Who, Daddy, who? We going to the laundromat?" He said, "No." I said, "We going to the bowling alley?" He said, "No." He said, "We are going downtown and getting us a bag lady." I said, "A bag lady?" I said, "One of them women that wear 15 overcoats and carry around a plastic bag full of junk and half-eaten." But he said, I said, "Just think of it, boy, think of it. It'll be the ugliest woman you ever had, the ugliest, nastiest." I thought, oh, my God. So sure enough, we went downtown, we looked around, and there was one of them sitting there. Gray hair going in every direction. And as we watched it, she went to the bathroom, just sitting there on that bench, just trickling all down her leg. And I said, oh, God. We walked up to her, and she said, "Hey, got a quarter?" And I said, "Ma'am, I got a whole lot more than a quarter. I got $15, and I explained about me and my daddy. She just kind of smiled and started following us as we helped her into the back of the pickup truck. I said, "Daddy, would you like to begin?" He said, "No, boy, you go ahead." So I went back there, and she just looked at me and said, "Hey, got a quarter?" I said, "Yeah, we'll give you a quarter, but first, I tell you, it was nasty. My eyes were watering. She was so flaccid from only drinking wine and half-eaten hamburgers, but I couldn't believe it was happening. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to go home. I was going to wash myself with life, boy, or lava. I was going to wash myself with lime. I said, "All right, Daddy, she's prime for you." Sure enough, Daddy went back there. She smiled. She said,
"Hey, got a quarter?"
Daddy said, "Yes, ma'am. We'll get to the quarter in a minute. But first, I'm going to tear it up." And sure enough, Daddy had at it. Well, I drove the truck every now and then, sneaking a disgusted glance back in the rear view. Oh, finally, he was done, and we dropped it back on the... We gave him $50. We said, "Ma'am, get a bath, get fumigated, do something." We drove home, and we took a long steaming shower, and I tell you what, in the aftermath, neither one of us would talk about it. You see, we were so consumed with the desire to have us an ugly, stinky woman there, that once the fever pitch cooled, neither one of us would admit that we had done taking a bag lady. But I can still make Daddy nervous. I can still get his goat with the memory. I remember one time making him throw up. We were sitting at the dinner table. He had his mouth full of mashed potatoes. I smiled. I said, "Hey, got a quarter?"